Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. And today's story is all about bad impressions. We've discussed why they lodge in our brains, how unfortunate fashion choices can cast us in an unattractive light, the varying standards and manners across the world, and for our next story on bad impressions, we turn to a building. They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that holds especially true for one mid-century structure right here in Concord, New Hampshire. Jack Rodolico brings us the story.
The Employment Security Building has been called the ugliest building in Concord, New Hampshire. The building's facade is three stories of rectangles in a checkerboard pattern, each rectangle trimmed with aluminum. Now, some of those rectangles are windows, but most of them are these flat turquoise panels. The panels make the whole building look blue. And then four of those panels on the left side of the building are this kind of dull, scrambled egg yellow. And on the street, people's reactions run the gamut.
It's kind of weird looking. Strange colors.
I think it's a very unattractive building.
In its current kind of vacant state, it's a little sad.
I think it's really cool. It's different. It's not something you'd always see in Concord. I like it a lot.
Yes, unfortunately, it doesn't really fit the scheme of Main Street.
What do you think of the panels, the turquoise and the yellow?
Awful.
I hated them at first, and they've kind of grown on me the more I look at them.
I don't know why they put four yellow things there, so no.
Those panels.
Yeah, those yellow panels.
But I think there's the base there for something that could be really cool with the right renovations, kind of keeping that dated look that is probably just due to come back in style.
That last point sums up the conundrum facing mid-century architecture. Whatever you think of the way it looks, the Employment Security Building is old enough to be historic. Yet it's young enough that some people have a hard time seeing it as anything other than out of date. So the question is this: if we don't preserve buildings like this one now, while they're still somewhat out of style, will we regret it in 20 years? When the Employment Security Building opened its doors in 1960, it stood out against the Concord skyline, kind of like...
Whoa, where'd that come from?
This is Lisa Mauzoff, an architectural historian. When New Hampshire was considering selling Employment Security a couple years ago, Mauzoff was hired to write a study on the building.
It's a product of a certain period. It's minimalist. It's about its structure. It's not about being jazzy or ornamental, but it really speaks to what was going on in the state at the time.
In 1960, the U.S. was a rising superpower and state government was growing fast. Those porcelain panels lined with aluminum, that was high-tech stuff, and the turquoise and yellow were in vogue. Which is ironic because the panels are what people tend to dislike most about it now.
There's a really common trend, and again, this is based on an unscientific sampling, but that we all hate our grandmother's style.
Elizabeth Muzzy is director of the New Hampshire Division of Historical Resources. Her agency took a double take when Mauzoff's study said the turquoise building was eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. Like my sampling of folks on the street, Muzzy says younger people tend to be forgiving of the turquoise building, and older people like it less. But
I don't know either, because we're sort of veering into areas of psychology, and I'm a historian.
So it's not the place of a historian to talk about how we feel. But kind of, isn't it? I mean, how we feel about something determines how we value it and how motivated we are to save it.
These were considered very modern, very... The essence of a modern America. It's just like when color TVs came along and dishwashers and things like that. I sound like I'm terribly dated.
Steve Dupree runs Foxfire Property Management. When the state and city were looking for a private developer to buy Employment Security in 2013, Dupree was into it. He says the building has solid steel bones and a granite foundation.
Our vision was to remove the exterior skin and the turquoise colored panels, to put on a modern-looking skin, better energy efficiency, but to keep a very colorful element for it because we thought that would honor the history of the building, but update it and bring a major retailer to downtown.
Dupree warned the city his retailer tenant had a fixed deadline. The city missed that deadline, a second developer backed out, and Concord bought the building from the state for $1.9 million. Concord now hopes another developer will buy it to renovate or, more likely, replace. So does the demise of employment security mean the inevitable death of all mid-century architecture?
Rockefeller Center is mid-century, and all the major buildings on most college campuses, I think there's a lot of very admired buildings that are contributing to our lives.
Roy Banwell is retired now, but he designed mid-century buildings, including Concord High School, Rockingham County Courthouse, and the ski lodge at the base of Mount Sunapee. Banwell says employment security just isn't the most beautiful example of mid-century architecture. And he says mid-century buildings that are thriving today are all updated for efficiency, because when they were built,
oil cost 9 cents a gallon.
So if employment security is demolished, it may be for a lot of reasons, not just cosmetics. But it will be a unique building gone from the landscape. And just think about this. The same year the Turquoise Building went up, a block away, the old Boston and Main train station was being torn down. The train station was a massive brick colonial, the exact kind of structure new design in New England often tries to emulate. And when the station was torn down, that sparked the state's modern historic conservation movement, the same movement now considering hanging on to the Turquoise Building. As soon as that train station was gone, it seems people realized what they had lost. For Word of Mouth, I'm Jack Rodolico.